In this bulletin, New South Wales authorities urge people to follow COVID-19 stay-at-home orders. The chief of the Australian Medical Association wants healthcare workers exempt from international cap limits. And in the NRL, the Canberra Raiders demolished by the Gold Coast Titans 44-6 last night. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good morning, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it was too soon to tell whether the lockdown of Greater Sydney, the Central Coast, Blue Mountains and Wollongong will be extended beyond July the 9th. The state recorded 35 local virus cases in the 24 hours to 8pm on Friday, bringing the current outbreak to 261 cases, with the latest cases showing the epicentre of the outbreak shifting from the city's east to the western and southwestern suburbs. New venues of concern include an Asian grocery in Lakemba, a medical practice in Stratfield, and a number of grocery stores and supermarkets in Auburn and Homebush West. Anyone who has been in the centre of Auburn in Sydney's west since the 27th of June is being told to get tested even if they don't have symptoms. And while it's the highest daily number of cases since the state's first wave in 2020, the majority of cases have been in isolation for their entire infectious period. The Premier says this is a positive sign that the community spread is being limited and that the lockdown is working.
As predicted, the number of cases are going up. We're seeing a greater proportion of those cases in isolation, which is exactly what we want to see. So the green shoots are there. The green shoots of the lockdown doing what we hoped it would are certainly there. We haven't seen a huge surge in cases, and we certainly feel through our contact tracing that we're not at this stage missing any chains of community transmission.
And while all eyes are on efforts to contain the coronavirus outbreak in New South Wales, Queensland, Western Australia and Northern Territory have emerged from snap lockdowns. In Queensland, Brisbane and Moreton Bay residents emerged from lockdown on Saturday night, but the state's health authorities have issued fresh alert for exposure sites in Yamundi, Sunshine Beach, Carina, Carindale and Tingalpa. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the state isn't over the outbreak yet and is urging people over 70 to limit their time outdoors.
We've had people in lockdown for a period of time, but now we really need to make sure until the population, you know, until we have people are vaccinated, we really need to make sure that people are doing the right thing.
Meanwhile, Western Australian Premier Mark McGowan says his government is still working on a relief package for businesses affected by that state's lockdown.
What happens if we have another outbreak and we have more lockdowns or whatever it might be? Well, then we'd have to come back and do another package. So we just have to wait until we're sure that we've got a pathway out of this, and then we'll be able to finalise what we can do to assist small businesses across the state.
The chief of the Australian Medical Association is calling on the government to allow healthcare workers to be allowed to return above the 3,000 cap set by the federal government on Friday. Dr. Omer Korshid says the pandemic has laid bare Australia's reliance on medical workers from overseas. He fears that if the cap on international arrivals is allowed to go on for too long, it will affect healthcare services here in Australia. Briefly, in overseas news, a deadly fungal infection known as black fungus that first surfaced in Indian COVID-19 patients has been detected in Afghanistan, which is in the middle of a third wave of the coronavirus. Health officials say Afghanistan recorded one death from the fungus, which has been detected in two other patients. Since the pandemic began last year, Afghanistan has recorded over 124,000 cases, with just over 5,000 deaths, though the figures are believed to be wildly underreported. An enormous mudslide caused by heavy rainfall has destroyed at least 10 homes and damaged hundreds of others in Japan. At least two people have died. Around 20 others are still missing from Shizuoka Prefecture, southwest of Tokyo. The masses of mud flattened everything in their path. Electricity pylons, cars, with entire residential buildings collapsing and streets sinking into the mud. Japanese Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga says it will be some time before the full impact is known.
We are currently working to understand the situation of the damage, the landslide that swept away some people and many houses, especially in Izusan area in Atami, Shizuoka Prefecture, has brought big damages.
In the NRL, the Canberra Raiders have been demolished by the Gold Coast Titans at Canberra Stadium, losing 44-6 last night. The performance saw Raiders fans heading for the exits 20 minutes before the end of the match. Raiders coach Ricky Stewart says it was a poor effort.
I'm as embarrassed as anyone in regards to these poor people who come out here and brave these conditions and watch us play, and when we play like that, you know, I feel very, very sorry for our hardened, loyal supporters.
Let's see what the weather's doing for you around the country today. A bit of rain about in Perth where it's 18 degrees. In Adelaide, a possible shower and 14. Showers as well in Melbourne, 13 degrees. Partly cloudy, 11 degrees for you in Hobart. Much the same for Canberra. Chilly, 9 degrees. In Wollongong, fine weather for you, 17. Much the same for Sydney, a sunny 16. Similar conditions for Newcastle. A cloudy 22 degrees for you in Brisbane. Partly cloudy and 27 in Cairns. And fine weather for you in Darwin, a sunny 31 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS Newsroom.